Dear parents and carers, welcome to our newsletter for the 3rd of March 2026. It was lovely to see everyone's fantastic costumes and smiling faces as we celebrated World Book Day together yesterday. The effort put into celebrating reading was wonderful to see. We were treated to a special visit from the Owls at Night Owls, which was a fantastic way to bring some of our favourite stories to life. We were also delighted to welcome back former Rosherville pupil Jags, who kindly volunteered her time to share stories with our younger pupils. Alongside these visits, pupils enjoyed a range of books and story-themed activities throughout the day, all celebrating the joy of reading and storytelling. We all had a fantastic day. An important reminder about road safety around school. We've recently had reports of some dangerous driving around the school. Please remember that U-turns should not be made on London Road, particularly near to the zebra crossing. Drivers must also avoid parking on the zigzag lines outside the school. Local councils can issue motorists with penalty charge notices for waiting, stopping or parking on zigzags if restrictions are in place. Car users should also avoid mounting the curb. Please remain vigilant for pedestrians and travel at an appropriate speed at all times. Please slow down as you approach the zebra crossing and take care during busy drop-off and collection times. The safety of our children and our families depends on everybody driving responsibly. Trust Speaking Competition Key Stage 2. This week we've introduced the Trust Speaking Competition to our Key Stage 2 pupils. Children who wish to take part have been asked to prepare a short presentation on a topic of their choice to present to their class over the coming weeks. Further details have been shared from class teachers. Participants should think carefully about how to make their presentation engaging for their audience and practice delivering it aloud. Class winners will be announced and they'll be invited to take part in a storytelling and masterclass at Holy Trinity School next month. Move to the new Rosherville site. As I shared with you last week, the move to our new site has been delayed and our term dates have therefore changed. A summary is shown on our printed newsletter and has been emailed out to parents. Thank you for your patience and support as we prepare this exciting new chapter for our children. Eid. We're looking forward to celebrating Eid together on Monday the 23rd of March in the afternoon. Children are invited to come to school wearing traditional clothing if they have this, or they may attend in their own clothes for that day. We're excited to share this special time as a school community and to help our children learn more about the meaning and joy of Eid. If you're able to support our celebration by preparing or donating traditional food to share, please contact Mrs. Burrow as soon as possible so that we can get this organised. Parent consultations. We're holding our Term 4 parent consultations on Wednesday the 1st of April from 3:30 until 5:30. And Thursday the 2nd of April from 8:15 until 10:15 a.m. Please add these dates to your diary and further information about booking an appointment will be sent from the school office the week before. The attendance matters. This week we have had a whole school attendance of 96.3%. This is a fantastic effort, everybody. Let's see if we can keep this up for next week. Being in school every day makes a difference to children's learning, their friendships and their confidence. The class with the best attendance this week is Zephaniah class with 97.5%. Well done, Zephaniah. The timetable for PE for Term 4 is the same as it has been for this term and last term. Indoor PE on a Monday for Doctors Use, Donaldson, Darlan, Morpurgo. And indoor PE on a Thursday for Zephaniah and Ralph. Outdoor PE on a Monday for Zephaniah and Ralph. And outdoor PE on a Thursday for Doctors Use, Donaldson, Dahl and Morpurgo. Some dates for your diary. Monday the 9th of March is the beginning of British Science Week. So we've got a week-long celebration of science, doing lots of various different science experiments, live lessons and learning in class. Friday the 13th of March is our Trust Day, where the school is closed to pupils. So there'll be no children in school next Friday. Tuesday the 17th of March, Year 5 and Year 6 Trust Tag Rugby Tournament. Details of that will be following. Monday the 23rd of March is our Eid celebrations in the afternoon. Tuesday the 24th of March, the school choir are performing at the Trust Music Concert at the Woodville. Thursday the 26th of March, Easter service at St Botolph's Church and all are welcome to attend. Friday the 27th of March, our Year 6 pupils go to PGL, their school journey, and they return on Monday the 30th of March. Wednesday the 1st of April and Thursday the 2nd of April are our parent consultations, as previously mentioned. And on Thursday the 2nd of April, that is the end of Term 4, where we will be finishing at 1:30 p.m. There'll be no provision after school on Thursday the 2nd of April. Thank you for listening or taking a moment to read our newsletter. Have a lovely weekend, Mrs. Martin.